Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Spanking Fractionation. In this file, I am going to spank you up and down, helping you to go into a deeper state of trance while at the same time putting you in your place. Being spanked can be a very lovely feeling, even though it hurts a little bit, or maybe even more. It is the relaxation directly afterwards that is incredibly pleasant, and the pain can even become a source of relaxation, of letting go. A feeling that whatever was in your mind no longer needs to be there. And your mind can use a bit of cleaning. Your thoughts and your place can use some reinforcement to fit back where they belong. Now, before I will actually begin spanking you, I will have to put you in the right place, in the correct position to be spanked. Rather than over my lap, this time I'm just going to put you bend over, over the edge of my sofa, exposing your bare bottom to the air and letting you know what is going to happen. I simply pace back and forth, teasing you with what I'm about to do, letting you feel the slight discomfort of being bent over like that. The vulnerability of your ass exposed, and the ease with which I could simply choose to spank you. And you were hoping that I would have done it just now. Part of you may wonder what effect a spank has on you. It's a sharp, intense bit of pain that causes everything in your mind to focus on it, a little bit like awakener. Not unlike the snap of my fingers, it draws your attention, but afterwards there's this tingling spreading all over your skin, the redness that sets in, betraying the impact that was there just moments before, and your thoughts melting with a wave of relaxation that follows after every spank. So the question is not if I will spank you, or even if you'll go into trance. It's a matter of when and how deep. To make you even more sensitive to this, just imagine my fingers gently brushing over your skin, following the curve of your ass, making it even more aware what is about to come. I'm sure that you know the sound, the command, the feeling of impact and a wave afterwards, where every spank wakes you up a bit, but then makes you sink deeper. The pauses between are almost evil as the spanks themselves, anticipation, waiting, not really sure when the next spank will come. Sometimes it seems obvious and then it doesn't. Other times, spank, it happens almost unexpectedly. A little wake and then falling deeper with every spank. Now, of course, if I wanted to truly fractionate you with ease, I would use a deep, slow rhythm. Readying myself in the right rhythm, just making sure that your body knows that I will spank over and spank, over and spank, waking and dropping deeper and deeper. And then a pause, but the rhythm continues in your head. It never left. Spank helps you to remember to feel and fall, to float and flutter a bit deeper with every one of them. But are you falling on the spanks or after the spanks, in the feeling or in the afterglow? Are you helpless to resist every spank on your bare bottom? Every spank filling you with a sharp feeling that melts into a warm, hot glow. By now, the skin of your ass has become red. Spank, spank, spank. And it's become more and more sensitive, especially when I give a moment's pause. Every new spank makes you more aware and then makes you fall deeper. There's an up and a down, a left and a right, an in and an out, a deep spank and a fall, a sharp spank and a drop, a sharp spank into emptiness. And all of this is just upkeep, letting your body and mind, your bottom and skin remember what your place is. And listening is a good thing, following is a really good thing, and obeying. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good, spank. You'll remember to obey me completely, spank. Every sharp spank feels deeper. Spank. Spank, pause, spank. Falling deeper and deeper with each and every one until you're so deep that you don't even feel the impact anymore. All you feel is the wave afterwards when you spank, go even deeper. A warm, deep feeling, a wonderful, sweet feeling, fluttering, falling, deeper and deeper. Now, to make this a true fractionation, we're going to do something unexpected. I'm going to wake you again with just a few words that you will have heard, you are going to awake all the way up. You're going to feel yourself awakened, refreshed and clear. But you also know that you're still sensitive. Your bottom is still feeling the tingling, the warm sensation of Spank's past. And every new Spank pulls you in so fast, Spank and deeper, Spank further, Spank falling, Spank dropping. Going all the way deep, thankfully letting go. Spank, Spank, Spank. And finally, we reach an even deeper state. So deep that you don't even respond anymore to every spank. You simply fall, obey, relax. And in this state, your mind is open, listening to my voice, following my words. You know that you must obey. This spanking upkeep is to help you remember your place. Remember that you should obey and that sometimes you need a reminder to be put back. With my words, I don't need ropes to bind you. I don't need my hands to spank you. You listen. And in a moment this file will end. And as long as my voice follows, you will stay nice and deep. Otherwise, you can awaken refreshed, if a bit red in some places.